Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 13th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masech Dekzubas, Perek Shishi, Mishnah Hei. The Chachamim gave a tikkana, made a tikkana, that a man should give his daughter necessary clothing and a nice dowry. And that is in order to ensure that there would be, that she would be a suitable match. Otherwise, no one would go for her if there was no dowry, not proper clothing. What's the basic minimum that a father is required to give as a dowry for her, for his daughter's mating? Hamasis bitter stam, says the Mishnah, a person who marries off his daughter. Stam, he didn't specify at the time how much he's going to give for her wedding. Lo yifchos lo mechamishim zuz. He has to give a basic minimum amount of 50 zuz. Posak lachnis aruma. What happens if the father made a agreement, a condition, with the husband that he's not giving anything, no clothing at all, for his daughter's wedding? Nothing. And the husband agreed to take her in that way. Lo yomer habal, the husband's not allowed to say, kishachnisa leveisi, achesena bichzusi, when I take her into my house, then I'll give her proper clothing. He can't say that. Ella, but what does he have to do? Mechasa v'oida bevesavia. He has to provide clothing for her before the marriage, even while she's in her father's house, and that is out of honor to for her own dignity. Normally, that's not an obligation until he brings her into his house, but in this particular case, where the father acts in this way, then the husband has to take over and do this. V'chein ha-masiyas ha-yisoma. Similarly, the community that are responsible for marrying off a yesoma, an orphan girl, these are gaboi tzedaka, these are charity collectors that would provide money for the for orphan girl from the charity box. Lo yivchos lo mechamishim zuz. They cannot give her less than 50 zuz for her wedding. Im yesh bakis, if however there is available, there's ample money in the charity box, then mefarnes enoisa lefik kavoda. Then they would give her what she needs according to her status, as befitting what type of a girl she is. Mishnah Vav. There is a takana of the Chachamim that if a father dies and leaves behind a unmarried daughter, then the heirs are obligated to marry her off and give her a dowry from the estate. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that the heirs cannot be yotze with 50 zuz. They have to do it according to what's befitting her. And we'll see a machlokes as to how much that is. Yesoima, a orphan girl who is a ketana, who happens to be underage, shehisiyata ima o echal medaita, whose mother or brothers married her off, even if it's with her consent, she agreed to it. The kosvula b'meya, and they wrote in the diary that they're giving 100 zuz, oich bechamishim zuz, or 50 zuz. And this is clearly not what was fitting for her, according to the Chachamim. Yecholahi mishetagdil lahitzmiyodon masheroi lihinasen lo. When she grows older, when she becomes adult, and she has the right to go and say to the heirs, "I'm taking what was fit to give me masheroi lihinasen lo." Now, what exactly is that? Rabbi Nossi holds in the Braisa brought in the Gemara that the daughter should be sustained or maintained by the brothers, and she takes 1/10 of the estate. That means that the Yorshim, the heirs, have to give as a dowry to the daughter 1/10 of the estate that they have at the time that was there at the time of the marriage, of her marriage. Now, this is even though she consented to the marriage, Daita. And she might have consented to that dowry that they promised her at the time, which was very a meager amount, either 100 or 50 zuz. But even though she consented to that, we say that her mechila is not a mechila. They can't say, "Oh, you were mechilat, you agreed to the wedding," because she was a ktana, she was a minor at the time of her marriage. And it goes without saying that if she was married against her will, then for sure she is able to take her nadunya, her dowry, that's appropriate for her, because you can't really marry her off against her will. unless you're the father. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Im hisi es habasa rishona, yinosin lashnia, kidach shenosin rishona. He says that if the father married off the first daughter and gave her a dowry, then that's the measure. That's the measuring yardstick. You give the second daughter, you give the daughter who is the orphan, even though she's a ketana, you give her in the same manner as you gave to the first one. Because Rabbi Yehuda maintains that we estimate what the father would want to do if he'd marry her up now. However, if there's no way that we could determine what the father would have wanted, then yes, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say you'd give her 1/10 of the estate. And now come the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Pomim Shadam Oni Vehashir Osher Veheni. Sometimes a person was poor, then became rich. Sometimes he was rich and then became poor. The Gemara says that we're not talking here about rich or poor in assets, in wealth, in money. Because in that situation, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if a person was rich and became poor, you're not going to force the Yorshim, the heirs, to give him the same way that he gave to the first girl. But rather, the Mishnah is talking about rich and poor in attitude. Meaning, the Chachamim say that there's no proof from the dowry that the father gave to the first girl that he would want to do that for the second one. Sometimes a person is what we call oni bedas. Sometimes a person is poor in attitude. And it could well be that at the time he married the first daughter, he was poor in attitude and he didn't feel like giving his first daughter anything much. But maybe later on he became rich. He became rich, not in money, but rich in attitude. And he became more broad-minded. And he thinks, oh, look, I'll give her a nice dowry. Or sometimes it could work the other way around. Sometimes you can't really work and compare one daughter to the other. And therefore, the Chachamim of the opinion, Elo Shomin es Anchosim Nesanla. What we do is we put a value on all the estate and we say, well, based on the value of that estate, what would be the appropriate amount to give to a girl who comes from such an estate, who comes from such a family with an estate like that? And that's how we do it. So according to the way we've explained the Mishnah, there are three opinions, three machlokes, and there is Rav Tana Kamma who holds, like Rabbi, that what we do is we give her 1/10 of the nechassim, 1/10 of the property of the estate. Rabbi Yehuda who holds that you give her according to what we estimate the father would have wanted to, usually a measure by looking at the previous marriage, the previous daughter's married. And the Chachamim, third opinion, that says you look at the amount in terms of the whole estate, what would be appropriate to give for a woman of such an estate. And that's how Rashi learns and most Mefarshim learn. Others learn, Tosfos, and others learn differently. They learn that in our Mishnah there's two opinions only, not three. And when we say that how she's able to extract from the Yorshim what was appropriate, what should have been given to her, that's where the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda argue what's the appropriate amount to give. Rabbi Yehuda holds you do it estimated according to what the father would have wanted, and the Chachamim hold you give 1/10 of the estate. That's how the Tosfos learns that there's only two opinions in our Mishnah.